Declaration by Defenestration. Written by Paper Puffin and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom / DC fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Danny Fenton / Jason Todd. Danny watched, mournfully, as his plate of lasagna slid across the table and crashed to the floor with a resolute splat. Really, he should have been far more concerned about the man who had come crashing through the window, skidded across the table on his back, and taken Danny's beloved plate of lasagna with him to the floor, but Danny was a poor college student. Dinner was, one, his treat to himself for acing his midterms, and two, a pretty big chunk of his monthly food budget. So, personally, Danny felt it was very understandable that he spent a long moment staring at the splattered remains of pasta and sauce all over the floor before he could even think about the guy that had landed there with it. The only good news was that the guy was an absolute feast for the eyes. It wouldn't fill Danny's stomach, but God's damned that man could choke Danny out with those thighs any day, and Danny would thank him for it. Look, it had been a very long time since he had gotten laid in any sort of worthwhile way. He was allowed to be starving for more than food. Resisting the urge to check if he was drooling, Danny leaned over the edge of the table and asked, "You okay down there?"
"Fucking dandy," the man growled.
The words were heavily modulated by the black and red gas mask-like contraption the other man wore. "Sure," Danny double-checked. He had to look up as the brick shithouse of a man stood.
Fucking fuck, the guy was tall. Wouldn't all that muscle be fucking fun to climb?
I mean, I bet most of that is marinara sauce, but you're still splattered in a concerning amount of red.
"I'll be fine,"
the man insisted, even though he looked a little less than steady on his feet.
"But you should run."
Danny tilted his head.
"Why?"
The red of the lenses in the mask felt judgy as they turned to look at Danny.
"Because my defenestration..."
"Doesn't that have to be the other way?" Danny interrupted before he could think better of it. Midterms had killed his brain-to-mouth filter.
"What?"
"Sorry, just, isn't defenestration about being thrown out of a window? You very much came in the window, so I'm not sure that you can still call it defenestration. Good word use otherwise, 9 out of 10.
"Oh my god,"
a tiny voice crackled over what must be a hidden comm device. Danny tried not to flush as he got to hear the other side of a conversation he shouldn't even know was happening. Stupid heightened ghostly senses.
I think we're seeing Hood find love at first pedantic literary correction.
"You should run, because my coming in through the window,"
the man growled. Though Danny was pretty sure it was more at the voice than at him,
"was because Killer Croc threw me through it. You should follow the other patrons' example and leave through the back door."
Huh. It had gotten pretty empty in here, Danny supposed. The remaining cowering couple was, to be fair, calmly being ushered towards the kitchen by a waitress who was probably hoping some people would still tip her if she kept them safe. Which mood. "So much for treating myself to something a little nice for once," Danny sighed to himself. He grabbed his messenger bag and shook off the glass. It looked unharmed, but Danny would have to check it over back at his apartment and mend it with floss as needed. At least floss was cheap. Yay, dental hygiene. Danny turned and swung his legs around to get out of the booth, only to end up with a face full of armored leather corset. Armored leather corset that Danny was sure covered both a very impressive set of muscles and enough flesh around the hips to actually get a good hold on. He really had to stop thinking like that. He had even less any chance of getting fucked tonight than getting a second dinner. Positive he was blushing bright red, Danny cleared his throat.
Could you back up a step?"
"Right," the guy said after a beat.
A peal of laughter rang through the comm as Hood started to step back. Then Hood's left foot landed, and the knee buckled with cussing from Hood and concerned calls of the other's name over the comm. Without even hesitating, Danny darted forward to help prop Hood up. Danny froze, half tucked under the guy's arm, as cold metal pressed against his temple. It was a feeling that Danny knew too well by that point, between his parents and the GIW. It was the cold metal of a gun barrel.
Just helping you stay standing, Danny said. His voice was calm, and he was careful not to move. He didn't want to risk startling the guy. No one deserves to fall over again after having just gone through a window. Slowly, the gun pulled back. Both Danny and Hood took a breath when it dropped fully away.
Have it, Hood said.
It wasn't really an apology, but Danny felt it was one all the same. All good, Danny said, moving now that the gun was gone to make sure the other was properly propped against another table. I figure if you're getting tossed through windows by a killer crocodile, you're allowed to be jumpy.
Not, Hood sighed. You're not from around here, are you?
About 2 months in.
Right. Not a killer crocodile, killer croc. It's the guy's call sign. He's fast, strong, and willing to have you for dinner.
Well, at least one of us would get to eat then, Danny grumbled.
You need to take this seriously. In the right mood, he'll kill you and he'll make it painful.
I mean, Danny gave a little shrug. Back home, there was this guy who wanted to skin me and mount my pelt to his wall, so, you know, this is pretty much just shit as normal.
What the fuck?
A different, smaller voice said over the comm into the resulting silence.
Right, okay,
Hood started. Danny was pretty sure he was in for one hell of a lecture about taking his safety seriously, which, rude, Danny was dead serious about his safety. But Hood was cut off from an explosion of voices over the comm. It seemed that this killer croc had figured out where Hood had landed and was headed their way at speed.
Leave now, Hood growled.
You can't even take a step, Danny argued. Killer Croc really could move, couldn't he?
I'll manage. You're a civilian.
Pretty close now. The fuck I am. How much muscle force did he have to move all that mass?
Fine,
Hood ground out, not seeming to want to argue right then, even if he clearly didn't believe Danny.
You're not armored and don't have any sort of weapons on you. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, sure, Danny agreed. He pulled back so that he only had one hand on Hood's hip and shoved Hood into one of the chairs behind them. Twisting, Danny turned to square off towards the window. Hood cursed. The comm was static from the yelling. Killer Croc roared. Danny waited. Just as Killer Croc leapt through the window, Danny reached down, grabbed the edge of the table, and lifted. Up went the table like some sort of fucked-up seesaw, right into Killer Croc's very, very many teeth. Back out the window, Killer Croc went, like the reverse of the little girl in Young Frankenstein. The dude landed with a thud, asphalt cracking under him, at about the same time as the table came back down with a thud. Danny reached out to stabilize it with a blush as it clattered about. Now that is defenestration.
Holy fuck,
Hood said, quietly, from behind him. Danny cleared his throat and tried to will his blush down as he turned to face the guy. Told you.
Guess you did, Hood said.
He carefully levered himself up out of the chair Danny had pushed him into. The way he looked Danny over felt different now, like this time he was actually seeing Danny, and not just some random civilian to protect. Danny stuffed his hands into the pockets of his jacket and gave a little shrug. I can tell you something else, too.
Yeah, and what's that?
Yep, Hood was definitely paying attention now. 7 on Thursday. Hood tilted his head, the red lenses glinted.
What?
You owe me a plate of lasagna, so 7 on Thursday, we have a date. Here, for lasagna. Don't be late, Danny said with a smile. Hoping the exit would be at least a little dramatic, he turned and left the restaurant before Hood could respond. 7 p.m. on Thursday, Danny looked around the restaurant curiously. He didn't actually expect Red Hood. Yeah, so he knew the guy's full call sign now. It's just there were a lot of bats to keep track of, okay? He didn't actually expect Red Hood to be there, but part of Danny still really hoped that the guy would be. He didn't see any dramatic black and brown and red, but there was someone in the booth. A big someone. A big someone who looked up and caught Danny's eyes with a slight smirk and a little nod. Danny tried not to grin like a complete dork as he walked over to the booth. He was pretty sure he failed, not sure that he minded that much. Let him smile like the cat who got the cream, and maybe something else by the end of the night if he was lucky. As Danny slid into the other side of the booth, he took the chance to look the guy over. He had damn pretty eyes. The green-blue reminded Danny of glaciers. Personally, Danny thought the slight pink of the scar running along the right side of the guy's face only made that blue stand out more intensely. "Hi, I'm Danny," Danny said, "and I think we have a date." "Jason." The guy, Jason, replied with a smile that was actually adorably shy. "And I think we do." The end.